Do you want a beer?
No.
Why not? It's 9 in the morning.
I just honestly feel like that any time that I drink in the daytime, I just immediately want to sleep.
Yeah, so, that's the whole point.
Yeah, but I don't want to go to sleep.
What do you have to do today?
Go to sleep.
Tommy. You're so responsible. 100%. Cheers.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steaks make me fart. Like red meat.
Can I tell you, that's so funny you say that because part of me was like, last night we were ordering and I thought maybe I should get salmon.
Because you've been farting a lot?
A lot. I was ripping them this morning. Peter came into my room to wake me up. And he just has a key to my room. He just comes in. He's like, Birdie Boy, you up? I was like, yeah. And I was naked in bed, just ripping farts, taking my blood pressure medicine. That guy must have. Ooh. Slick Nadav. Hey, how's your weight loss going, accountability buddy?
You know, it's going.
Yeah. You know, Nadav, might I suggest coming out as fat? It's been working great for me. No, but I was ripping farts. Last time was my first time having a bone-in ribeye.
T-bone, ever?
Whatever you had. What did we have?
Bone-in ribeye, yeah.
Yeah. I don't ever get a bone-in ribeye. I always get filet.
Really?
Yeah, and a filet sits in me like a rock. Like, I eat a filet, and I'm the next morning, my stomach's tight, and I'm like, God damn it, man. It's, like, too much, like, direct protein.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not kind of guy that leaves much of a steak around, unlike you, who left half your fucking ribeye there.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Can I tell you, I ate mine so fast that I was like, did I get a smaller one than everyone else? Did you see how fast I ate mine? I ate mine so fucking fast.
See, the reason I feel like it's just too much. But I like the way they taste, so I eat like half of them, and I don't care. I just go, yep. And then they go, do you want me to box this up? And I'm like, no, I can buy another one tomorrow. So
I always say yes. I always say yes.
Yeah.
I always say yes, box it up, please. And then I fucking eat it.
So I farted as soon as I got home, like 40 times. And like red meat just fucking, I don't know, man. I can't do it more than like once every couple weeks.
No, I'm doing it every night.
Steaks?
Every night. We have it as snacks at the end of the day.
Snacks?
Yeah, Dave grills up like three steaks, three different bones. Let's talk about steaks. Let's talk about steaks. We have dry-aged steak.
Uh-huh.
Tom, hot question. Is dry age worth it?
I think it is.
But it's basically they just let it fungus.
Yeah. And it creates, and then you can dry age past a certain point where it's like not even salvageable. It's all about like that window of time, right? Like there's like a 45 day dry. Like I know that you have to like really watch how you dry age it, but I don't know enough about it.
But it's like, I think it's a, I can't, I mean, it tastes a little funky.
Yeah, it's supposed to.
Huh. So that's like a marinade?
Well, I don't think it's a marinade. It's like a nat, oh, I guess you could cut like a natural style.
And does it make it more tender?
That I don't know.
What's the difference between dry-aged and wet-aged, Nadav? That's my new catchphrase.
Yeah.
All right. The biggest difference between the two kinds of meats is then the flavor. Dry-aged can have a roasted, nutty flavor, while wet-aged has a slightly metallic.
Oh, yeah. It lacks the same depth of flavor. Okay. But you guys are eating steaks every day?
Fuck. I am so glad I came out as fat.
How come?
This is so tasty. It's a treat. It's a morning treat.
Yeah.
This is so good. it tastes like candy. Wait, it's like, why wouldn't you want candy?
Do you realize that like a month ago, Like, now you've come out as fat. I understand that.
Yeah.
But
I wonder if I'm going to start losing weight now that I came out as fat.
Well, I hope you don't.
What if, because I accept myself, I start losing weight? Because I did not eat like a lunatic last night. I mean, I ate fast, but like I've had a few fries. I had mostly that spinach and onion thing.
Okay.
It was really good, too. That place is really good. I've eaten there before. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is crazy.
I've eaten there three times.
Three times?
Yeah. Isn't that weird? Can I tell you? I did radio one time with you. You were doing Ron Bennington.
Uh-huh.
And I did radio across the street. It was when Ron's like, Bert, what's happening to you? You're falling apart out there. And I was like, what are you talking about? It was like right after Christmas when I was like, I did a video where I was like, talked about being fat or whatever. Fuck, whatever. And so, count how many times I burped today.
You want me to count?
That was a silent one. I've eaten that restaurant a lot.
You're so fucking...
I'm falling apart.
So, last night you were like... You smoking a cigar, and you're like, you go. What time do we start? I'm like, I'll pick you up at 7:15. And you're like, all right, well, I can take a nap on a plane. We can party all day. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how your recovery gene is just insanity, man.
I don't know. I don't think I had good dreams last night, and so
you had sex dreams.
I had sex dreams about Leanne. She was kind of drunk and drugged in them. She was like
drugged.
You know, it's like she took like a Tylenol PM.
Uh-huh.
But she was like, she kept falling asleep in the dream, and then she'd wake up and then kiss me, and she was wearing a robe and it was like half open, and you could tell she wanted to party, and we were staying with you and Christina, but you had a Tesla. And she kept going, let's take the Tesla out. Let's take the Tesla out. Like, the idea that Leanne wants to fuck me makes me very turned on. Like, the idea that she will want to, as opposed to, like, tonight I'm coming home and she knows she has to fuck me. Like, it's kind of like, you know, you just pay the toll.
Yeah.
I'm the grumpy old troll who lives under the bridge. Do your kids watch Dora the Explorer?
No.
Okay. But so... That's less sexy when she's like, let's get this out of the way.
Yeah.
As opposed to when she wants to, you're like,
oh, totally different. Right.
Yeah. What are the odds that.
Yeah, let's break one off because I know that you're going to be insufferable if you don't.
Yeah. And by the way, I will be insufferable. Why is that? Like, if I don't have sex the second I land.
That's when you want it?
Oh, I need it. I need to get it out of the way so I don't think about it. So I think about it, then I start like almost starting fights. Before it can even, like, I mean, like, it's like, Leanne calls it planting my seed. Like, I need to plant my seed, and then once there, I'm good. I'm like, I've been grounded. I'm home.
Yeah.
So, like, some people get off a long flight and take their shoes off and rub their feet on the ground, and that grounds them. I need to put my dick into something.
Something.
Someone. And her name rhymes with Leanne. It's Leanne.
Okay.
Yeah. It's Leanne.
Okay.
Yeah, I was, I had like a few sex dreams about her last night.
Really?
Yeah. And then I was like, what sucks is when you have them and you're not going home for a week.
Yeah.
But I'm going home today.
Yeah.
And then she's picking me up at the airport. We're going straight to the studio and then I'll probably be fucking passed out.
So when will you have sex with her?
I don't know. Can I tell you what's making me really upset?
Yeah.
Because I woke up today and I was like, oh, I'm going to see Leanne. My dick's getting hard right now.
Right now?
Kind of. Yeah, just not like, just chubbed up, just like a little extra. Like he's like, yeah, we are going home, buddy. We are going home.
Yeah.
If your dick could talk to you, what would it sound like when it talked?
My dick?
Yeah. Oh, Tom.
Yeah, it would probably sound like.
Do it again. Tom.
Yeah. I mean, it's laying to the left right now. It's kind of like, it's tired,
wait,
you know?
Wait, okay, so then tell me what your dick sounded like in college.
Hey! A little more spry.
My dick in college was more timid. My dick now is a little more bold.
Really?
Yeah. Now he's like, oh, come on, man. Are you fucking serious?
That's how he talks now?
Yeah. Yeah. If Christina's vagina could talk, what would it sound like?
Stop. Why does it hurt? Do you is your sex game pretty much the same? Like when you get home? Yeah.
Meat and potatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. She has no interest in the razzle dazzle. I brought it up. I've tried it. And it's just, she does this like thing where she cuts you in half, where she's like, are you trying to do something? And you're like, not now.
Oh, yeah.
And so you're like, okay. Like, I remember one time I was like, hey, do you want me to tie you up? She's like, why? And I was like, I don't know why. I was like,
trying something.
People do it. I don't, like, did you want to try something? And she's like, no, I like what we're doing. And I go, I know, but maybe if we did something else. She's like, uh-uh. The one time she came out, I was trying to talk about this on stage. I bought lingerie that you could get, like just the prepackaged ones. Like, mm-hmm. If you go to one of these sex stores that are littered all over Austin,
yeah,
they just have them on the wall. And it's like, nurse, doctor, fireman, like, not fireman. You know what I'm talking about, right, Nadav? You go into those sex stores. Come on, Nadav.
What do you mean?
Nadav.
Yeah.
Weren't you guys supposed to be accountability buddies?
Yeah, we were supposed to.
So what happened?
Bert completely stopped sending pictures.
Yeah, because my pictures were like 20 fries in my mouth.
I sent you that pizza.
What's that?
I sent you a picture of that pizza just to kind of like, you know, inspire and motivate.
All right. Well, here's what I'm drinking now, Nadav. Texting it to you now, accountability buddy. And it's fucking so good.
What?
An iced soy latte.
Sweet.
You know what I saw?
What?
So you know how you saw that one of those Starbucks big places?
Reserves, yeah.
They had a Subway cafe.
Subway cafe?
Like, it was like a high-end Subway.
Where?
In Milwaukee. Right next to the Riverside Theater.
Did you go?
No, because I was like, I'm going to get fucking lunch. I don't want to see them razzle-dazzle up a fucking sub. Like... Yeah, high-end Subway cafe. Oh, you see it?
It says...
Jesus Christ. There you go. Subway goes upscale.
With new Subway cafes.
Can I tell you that I think Hooters should go more...
high-end?
No, lower. I think what they should do is do, like, Hooters drive-thrus and stuff. Because I love... I understand the allure of Hooters is the shine is the women, right?
Right.
Like, that's the women. But, like, let's be very honest. And even with the complaints that they've had about the new outfits, I've heard there were complaints.
What are the new outfits?
I don't know. Google new outfits of Subway or of
Hooters.
Hooters. Oh. Are they complaining because they're too cover up? Can you go to.
Oh.
What?
New crotch string uniform? That's awesome. What are they complaining
about?
Yeah,
I don't understand.
Who's complaining?
Here's the thing, is like, this, I don't mean to...
Oh, the employees are pushing back. Oh, I thought it was like people were like, oh, they don't show anything anymore. These are great.
No, I think I... Well, here's the thing, is like, when I go to Hooters, yeah. I genuinely am not like looking at their outfits. Because, I mean, no... This is going to sound creepy, but they're wearing tights anyway,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, like, it's kind of like, it's not the sexiest thing in the world. And most girls are, there are very few, like, big busted spilling out of their top women. They're just regular women.
Yeah.
So, and by the way, if I want to see naked women, I'll go onto my phone and look at porn. Yeah. Or I'll go to a strip club and see a legit naked woman.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I need to marry the sexiness with the eating. And I understand that was the selling point, but that was the selling point in the 80s.
Yeah.
When porn was almost like, when strip clubs were under fire and
yeah.
Porn was under fire and they were like, we're throwing it back to the man. And it's the same energy as like, it was like Barstool, The Chive, is like the man show, Bros Can Be Bros, this is where you come to be bros.
Yeah.
And I buy the food at Hooters is fucking awesome. Like, I like the food at Hooters.
Wings.
I like the wings. They're buffalo shrimp.
Yeah.
I could eat 20 before you even know they've hit the table. I could eat 20. I have eaten those so fast that people go, I didn't get one. And I go, yeah, I know. Their grouper sandwich, their fried grouper sandwich, and their grilled grouper sandwich, blackened grouper sandwiches, are awesome. There's chicken sandwich.
I will say this to you. I think I've told you this before. My whole life, people have been like, yo, man. To me, they go, you eat fast. Like, you need. Why don't you slow down? And you make me seem like I'm a grandmother eating her fucking oatmeal. Like, I've never seen anybody eat as fast as you.
When I try to slow down, it's almost like purposefully driving slow on the interstate. Like, like imagine getting on the interstate and then driving 44.
Yeah.
Like that, and then you're like, this is stupid. I can't do it. I eat scrambled eggs so fast that I don't really even taste them. And I feel like it happens so quickly, I don't even, like, those calories shouldn't count.
Right. Do you burn your mouth a lot?
All the time. It's burnt right now. It's burnt right now from when we had the pizza plate.
Yesterday
with the pizza plate, and then I burned it again at the I burned it nonstop. I burned the inside of my gums and the outside of my gums. But, like, I eat so fucking, my mouth's watering again. You know what we should do? We should get me tied up to wires and stuff and see what happens to my body when we talk about food.
Yeah.
Right now all I'm thinking about is making eggs. I know Annie's got eggs in there. Dude,
why don't we get some breakfast tacos or breakfast...
Breakfast burritos!
Burritos delivered.
Fuck yeah.
Guys, order. Find a breakfast burrito.
I so badly want to just get on my phone and go, here's the one we want to get. I eat scrambled eggs. So how many eggs do you eat when you eat egg scrambled eggs or egg whites, whatever?
A total of 7 with 5 whites and 2 yolks.
Oh, that makes me feel so good.
Yeah.
I always eat, 4 is like the least amount of eggs I can eat scrambled.
Yeah.
Like Leanna has 1 scrambled egg.
What?
Yeah. She'll have 1 scrambled egg. And then what I'll do, if I'm making eggs for her in Georgia and Isla, I'll make 5 eggs. And then they all get a little extra eggs. I like my eggs really runny.
You do?
What I like to do is scramble them in the bowl, right?
Yeah.
Then leave that remnants in the bowl, that dry, that wetness in the bowl. Scramble my eggs, pull them out even wet, and put them back in with where I scrambled them and eat them out of there.
Really?
The worst fart I've ever had in my life, was after I ate a raw egg. I ate a full raw, I put it in a beer, and I ate a full raw egg. It was like 8 in the morning, we were watching soccer somewhere, I think it was my idea, but I was like, let's have a breakfast beer with an egg in it. And we were in Denver, and they were like, I don't think that's a thing. I was like, of course it is. See if an egg in a beer is a thing, Nadav. I have an egg in a beer now. Reason why people put a raw egg in a beer. It's a hangover remedy. Protein fix, pop culture, cocktail trick.
Okay.
Irish breakfast, I have one. It's the worst farts I'd ever had in my fucking life.
Really?
I mean, it smelled like something was rotten. Like kind of fart where you're like, that's not real. That's...
the made up fart.
Dude, that was one of the most aggressive fucking farts I've ever had in my life. I could go for scrambled eggs. I could go for a breakfast burrito. all this... What if this show is just me? This is the... the prologue into my 600-pound life. And people are like, no, you like him on my 600-pound life? Do you want to see how he got there? Like, everyone wonders how you get that big. Watch 2 Bears, 1 Cave, and he's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
I don't think you are, though. That's the funny thing about you, is that you go so hard, but you seem to stay right around where you've been.
Right now. By the way, I can maintain a weight, and then certain times I just go off the rails. And then... I can feel myself getting fat.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about when I came out to as fat to Joe?
Oh, yeah.
Ari's gotten skinny as shit.
Ari?
Yeah, he looks like unhealthy skinny. See, the thing is, there's 2 types of old men. There's skinny old men, and there's fat old men. No, there aren't fat old men.
There are not all fat old men.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I think I might have to lose weight if I plan on being an old man. Type in fat old man. Let's see what we got.
Fat old men, they're not that old.
What's that?
If you're that fat, you're not that old. Like, that guy's probably 64. You know?
Yeah.
He's not that old. That guy's not that old either.
Ernest Hemingway was a fat old man. That's okay. I'm not that fat.
Jesus.
Good God. Oh, my God.
Do you want to be that guy?
No. Just sitting with my walker. Type in fat gay old man. I bet that's a fucking good look.
This is going to bring up a different type of image.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. He's not old, though.
Dude.
That could be you.
That could be me.
He's eating 10,000 calories a day.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Just ask our very own Josh Zola, whose entire wireless production facility plan lifestyle has been completely revamped and overwhelmed by Mint Mobile savings. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and barmates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplish something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders.
Balloonists.
Bobsledders.
And big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fella the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Now, you know what?
Can I tell you my favorite gay men?
Yeah.
Type in. Okay, this is very specific. I saw a gay picture book of dudes in the Navy naked on boats. Can you pull up Navy naked pictures?
What are we doing right now?
Whoa. Oh, of course that's it. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
This is what you love?
No. I love these pictures. These are all, like, back in the day. No, so back in the day in the Navy, dudes were just naked all the time.
Really?
They didn't have bathing suits. You don't have a bathing suit. You have your clothes.
Okay.
So if you were, this is a lot of naked dudes. Of course this is a fucking gay porn genre. This is a gay fetish. Okay, go back. Yeah, like, can you find the actual photographer that took these pictures, Nadav? Like, there's a photographer that was on a boat and was taking pictures of, like the guys in the Navy, just regular guys who were going to war, but they're on the boat naked. Just fucking naked and swimming, and, like, everyone's naked, and everyone's got hogs on them, and everyone's ripped. And it's, like, that's my favorite genre of gay stuff.
What?
Yeah. Like, okay, think about all the gay stuff you've ever seen, right?
Okay.
What's the one where you go, Oh, that's interesting. Like, I doesn't have to turn you on.
Right.
Like, bear stuff. Like, when you see that, when I see those chubby bears and they're just like, I think it's fascinating.
Dude, I was in on the road somewhere. It was either like Vegas or Atlanta or something.
Okay, if Starbucks is going to make this little fucking pussy hole up top, then change the structure of your ice. Because the ice is the exact same size as this, and I keep sucking ice like it's a clitoris. I'm like, okay, Starbucks? Coach, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. It is, I think. Okay, keep going.
At ease or men of World War II?
Look at this. It's, yeah.
It's, oh, it looks like it's at ease. No, the other one, the other cover. That right there is what, above it. There you go. That's what you like.
That's the. I just find that fascinating because there's like, in a weird way, I this is what I think, right? You look at that through the eyes of a closeted gay man on a fucking boat,
yeah.
And he must have been like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with myself?
It's probably
they're
the
all
best.
Naked. Yeah. They all have hogs. They want to wrestle.
Yeah.
Like there's they wrestled and they're naked wrestling.
You're in heaven.
Look at that. I got you, buddy. Yeah.
I got you. That's like early jiu-jitsu right there. Look at that. Got the leg wrapped around him. You're not going anywhere until I come.
Okay, you were saying before I talked about Starbucks, and you do agree with me about Starbucks, correct?
Yeah.
I have a hard time getting the coffee into my body.
The hard time getting the coffee into your body?
Yeah, like, watch. Ready? Yeah. I almost guarantee that I have an ice cube in my mouth when I'm done with this. You ready?
Okay. Yep. Yeah.
So, Starbucks, step up your fucking game. If you're going to treat us like... We live in China, okay? And yeah, because they don't get to make decisions in China.
That's right.
Yeah. Then take away straws because one fucking turtle had a straw in its nose. One fucking turtle. Do you realize the odds of that turtle swimming and the straw going like this?
Not that high.
Yeah, it's like fucking... And one straw in one turtle's nose, and now we got to suck things through this little fucking urethra. It's annoying. And by the way, I can't believe you're not on my page more on this.
Well, it's just right now, I just took a big sip and I didn't get any ice. So I was like,
I bet it happens to me again.
Okay.
And I'm not even trying.
We can both try at the same time.
I know, ice cube blockage. Like the boat that got stuck in the Suez Canal. Keep going.
No, I was on the road, and there was clearly a bear convention somewhere.
Oh, Jesus.
And so it was like you would see a pack.
That's like me accidentally walking into an AA meeting.
It's like 10 dudes, and they were like real big, and, you know, the big beards, but like big fucking guys.
Yeah.
And you realize there's like 10 or 12 together, and I realized at the time especially, I was like, oh, like... They start looking at me, and then I'm like, oh, they're looking at me because I look like them.
Yeah.
I was like, oh. And the guys were like,
what's up over here?
Hey.
And you're like, oh, hey, guys.
I was like, oh. I remember actually feeling, like, nervous. You know, I was like, oh, let's go this way.
Yeah, you are a fucking hairy bear.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was like dudes doing that, like pinching their own nipples and shit. And looking at you, if a guy like that looks at you and pinches his own nipples, that's an aggressive move.
Wow.
Right?
Jesus.
Yeah, they were like, hey, you're one of us, man.
See, like, look at that guy pin on bears on Pinterest. Like, why don't you do your chest hair like that?
Do it like that?
Yeah, like, how does he do his, so it looks like, you know, like.
It might grow like that.
You're way more of a bear than I am. I'm more of like a cub.
A cub?
Yeah, because I'm not super hairy, although my arms are getting hair. I had a dream.
Yeah.
I had a dream someone was shaving you. I had a dream last night someone was shaving you, and it was a famous person, and you stepped away for a second, and then I said, can you shave my arms real quick? And they didn't do a very good job, and I was like, why does Tom have this guy shaving him? I swear to God, I dreamed someone was shaving you last night. And then because my arms are hairy
yeah.
right now, like right here. And it doesn't look good. There's just splotches. So it looks like I have just like bad skin. And so I need to get shaved tonight.
You're going to get shaved?
I'm having Leanne shave my back and arms. I got to perform all week.
Oh, is this a regular thing?
What?
Her shaving you?
Yeah, she shaves me. I had Rosebud. No, I had Peter shave me last on the bus. Peter doesn't do a good job because he's kind of grossed out. So he's like, ugh, ugh.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, man, I need you to shave me. I'm fucking super hairy. And if I turn around, everyone's like, woo.
And I didn't know you did that.
I shaved my back. I would love to get my back lasered.
You can.
I know. No, but we should do that together.
Okay.
Has it hurt?
A little bit.
Can we have people laser our backs hairs while we're here?
Yeah, somebody told me who did it. They go, they'll offer you something to reduce the pain, like, and you might go like, oh no, I'm good. And he goes, take it.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it a pain pill or just lidocaine?
I think it's an injection. Yeah, lidocaine.
I don't know about injections. What's that say? Laser hair removal tends to be the more painful way of a bikini line. Who's the chick who got there's a comedian, female comedian, who got her whole bikini waxed, lasered off.
I have no idea.
Is it Whitney? Sounds like something Whitney would do, right?
It does sound like it, but I don't know.
Someone would get their whole thing lasered off, so it's just bald forever.
Is that what you like?
No.
Yeah.
No, I did when I was younger.
Yeah.
And now I like it to be fucking there.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be like, you know, creeping in on me.
Yeah.
But like, I like it nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Something that, you know, something that shows that you're an adult.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the bald thing kind of freaks me out now.
Yeah. I think I've gained so much weight, my pubic hair kind of just spread out everywhere and doesn't look like pubic hair anymore. It just looks like hair. Like it was, when I was young, it was like a like when you see like go back to those Navy guys. When you see them, it's like a patch of hair. You know,
yeah.
it's like a no naked Navy guys. Nadav, come on, you know what I want. Do you think they still do this in the Navy now? Like get naked all the time?
Probably not.
When did you think that the homophobia crept in? Because obviously in World War II, they're just all naked swimming around and they're like. Palling around.
It was probably if I had to guess, it's probably worse. The worst time was probably like the 80s.
In the 80s, you think people
probably,
like.
I think it was probably the most intense, right? Because then the 60s, it's still like a certain mindset. And then 70s, maybe it's like creeping in. But the 80s, AIDS explodes and people.
Oh, yeah. That's when they're like, no dicks.
Yeah.
No dicks. We need to learn more about China. I think China's the you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I think we need more. Nadav, Google gay Chinese Navy. I bet they've got their pictures.
You think so?
Gay Chinese Navy. What? They are more gay friendly in China than in the U.S.
Really? That would be surprising. What about gay Chinese porn?
Ooh, good call, Tom.
There you go.
Oh.
You like it?
Look at that guy!
That guy's hands like this.
Oh, this hurts so bad! This hurts so bad! This is not what you said it was going to be!
Yeah.
Look at that! Watching gay porn.
Yeah.
See that guy's pubic hair? It looks like a mustache. That's a fucking badass look.
You like that?
I might have to do a mustache. That looks like a legit mustache. That looks like a fucking gun-toting cowboy's mustache. All right, I'm about done with gay Chinese porn. What? Ada Dove, type in gay Jewish redhead porn. Let's see if a picture of Nadav comes up. Can't believe you spelt redhead wrong.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Oh, that's not gay.
That's not gay at all.
Yeah.
See, I love when you find little things that you didn't know was like a subgenre.
Yeah.
Then they turn you on and you're like, oh, I really like that. You remember when I was into down blousing?
Yeah.
Not Nadav, do you know what down blousing is? Yeah. Oh man, that's disrespectful.
Is he wearing a yarmulke?
He's wearing a yarmulke. Like that's like it's like can I tell you that's just signaling.
Is that the same chick that was in the other one? Why is she in? She's the only person that comes up?
Oh, I bet she's transgendered. I bet that's why she's, when you type that in.
No.
No, that's interracial, Jewish redhead interracial gangbang.
Yeah.
Very hot compilation.
Very hot.
No, I love when you find... All right, Nadav, I want you to surprise me. Find something. You guys put your heads together and find a subgenre of porn we've never seen. Now, I'm going to give you an example, Nadav. There was something I really enjoyed called down blousing. Do you remember that? And it was like cool because it was sexy, but it wasn't. It was kind of like it was something that would happen to you. Like you'd see it and then you could watch porn. It wasn't that great because it was always like it was just kind of sexy or whatever. But I want to find, because last night you guys were talking about handstands.
Handstands?
That's what I said. I got on this, that's why I was texting those chicks on Instagram to you.
Yeah.
So I found these chicks. I was like, well, these are really hot. And I was texting to them. And they're like, oh, in your search, you must have camel toe typed in. And I was like, for real? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, do you ever Google handstands? And I was like, what? And he's like, just Google handstands. And then I never got into handstands.
Wait, what? I don't understand. What's the handstand thing?
I never saw it. I know, I was curious about someone's. Wait, whoa. Go up. Okay. So this is the thing that Arnie Hammer had.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Vora.
So this is a legit fetish. Mm-hmm. Now, can you be shamed for a fetish?
Yeah, of course. It's called kink shaming.
Kink shaming. But when America does it.
America?
Like when America comes out and goes, so like what's the difference? And this is probably a very slippery slope for me to like say this. But what is the difference between a fetish and a sexual preference?
A sexual preference?
Meaning like I'm into, like you would never shame someone for being into anal sex, right?
Well, people do, I'm sure, and can.
But, like, what's the difference between, like, a fetish? Being, like, I just find it bizarre because we're so open and free.
Right.
Like, bears. Okay, bears, being a bear is a fetish, correct? Like, being into bears.
Okay.
Is it? I'm asking. Or is it a preference?
Well.
Say you're attracted to bears, right? Yeah. And that whole bear scene is a bear, like, it's a thing you can type into Pornhub, and then bears come up. So it's like a genre. Yeah.
Right, a genre of porn, sure. But it's like it's a culture almost, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's within, someone can be gay, and then they could be like, I like this within that world.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. How like we talk about homophobia in the 80s, how far back was you'd shame someone for being gay? Right?
Yeah, probably a long time.
And then we said, hey, man, that is not, there's nothing wrong with that, right? That needs to be accepted. When are we going to do that with fetishes? I mean, are there people that have fetishes? Like, obviously, Arnie Hammer. There we go. Way to go, Nadav. Fucking let me know what's on the screen. What is it? I can't read it.
Okay, it's pretty good explanation. If you would not be satisfied without the so-called fetish, then you have an actual fetish for the most part. If you can still be aroused and satisfied without that fetish, it is not a fetish. It is a sexual preference. Wow. Yeah.
This is great podcasting right here.
Yeah.
We just fucking, that's exactly what I wanted. Nadav, great job, buddy. That was a really fucking, that's exactly what I was looking for. So then, okay, so I don't have any fetishes then.
No.
I don't have any fetishes because I can always be aroused.
Yeah.
With nothing. So then it turns into a fetish when that's the thing you have to have.
You have to have it.
Wow. That's fucking fascinating.
According to that, yeah. Yeah, you have sexual preferences, though. Yeah.
I just sex, really, and tits.
Really?
Yeah, like just I don't need anything other than Leanne naked. That's it. That's all I need. And so I have no fetishes.
Wow.
Do you have any fetishes?
Well, I guess not, because I don't have to, by that definition, I don't have to have it to feel satisfied, right?
Yeah. Hey, I'm fine. I'm dying to see if knowing that, who like, I want to know someone that has a fetish. So is a fetish like Asian schoolgirls?
Well, but you have to think about it now under the definition we just learned, because I think I was thinking of fetish as a preference when they're saying there's actually a big distinction. That if you just like the thing, you know, like, hey, long fingernails or whatever it is that you feet or pee or spit or ass, whatever. If you just like that, that's a preference. If you go, I cannot feel sexually satisfied without this thing, then that's a fetish. Like, I can't come unless you have to have this.
That's fucking fascinating.
It is fascinating.
Nadav, do you have any fetishes? Do you have a fetish? Is that any?
Yeah, he said yeah.
I'm putting the headsets on for this. All right, Annie, what's your fetish? Oh, I think I know your fetish. You showed me a picture of it yesterday.
There's no chance that you know my fetish, but
what do you say?
What do you think it is? I'm curious.
Hang on. Start that sentence. Yeah, Tom's getting his earplugs in. He goes, there's no chance you know my fetish.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way.
I thought it was Asian chicks.
Oh, my God.
So wait,
because I had an Asian ex-girlfriend.
Wait, you have to have this thing?
Yeah.
Is it a common fetish?
More or less. Holy shit, I've never felt this hot inside. I am so nervous to say this. yeah, it has to happen. Absolutely, yeah.
Are you going
to
tell us?
No. I want to take as long with this as possible.
Okay.
Do you want us to guess?
If you'd like. Let's play. No.
Oh, I whispered it to Tom. Forgot you were listening.
Look, he forgot he was on a microphone.
I forgot. Like, Tom, what is your guess?
Choking?
No. I mean, every girl likes choking, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Guys, we got a new merch drop. New t-shirt. Every girl likes choking. Two Bears, One Cave. Go to ymhstudios.com. Every girl likes choking. And then it's a picture of Annie. Every girl likes choking.
I don't co-sign this. I'm telling you, a lot of them probably ain't telling you because they probably don't think that.
All right, I'm going to try choking Leanne tonight. I'll see how that goes.
She might be one of the one. She might be the one.
Wait, Annie, didn't you say that you could read if women like rough sex?
What? When did I say that? No.
No, to Drew, you said, wait.
No, I can hear when a girl is going to be dominant, you know, like wants to take the dominant role, which is more or less rare because that's what I want. Yeah, because that's what I want. So they kind of all talk in a similar way. And it brings something up inside me, you know, like riles me up.
So
you like being submissive.
Yeah. I mean, I like when a girl is dominant. I could be submissive or dominant depending on what they are. But when a girl is dominant at first, yeah, it's
all right.
Yeah.
Let's unwrap the present.
Yeah.
Annie, what's your fetish?
Tickling.
You like to tickle or like to be tickled?
Everything about it.
I don't think it's that. I don't think it's weird.
Yeah.
But like tickled, as you're about to come, she's got to tickle you?
No, like to get there.
To get, like, to get.
It's got to be involved in some way.
Like it's got to be in the foreplay or something.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you share that with a partner? Do you go?
You just start tickling them?
No, you talk about it first.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, talking about kinks. I mean, I don't get with, you know, I don't fuck vanilla. That's like, I haven't done that since fucking high school.
Refer to us as vanilla?
I mean, you are, yeah. Do you know the difference? I mean, there's vanilla, and then there's like, you know, BDSM, and there's...
Wait, I'm sorry, I'm a little confused. Is vanilla a white person?
No. Vanilla is not a white person. Vanilla means you have regular sex.
So you never just have, like, missionary sex, you're saying?
Like, only. Of course, you know, you do it, but not only, no.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I don't do missionary. I mean, I will do missionary, but if I have missionary sex, it's going to be over pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it feels that good?
Yeah. It's wrapped up pretty quickly.
What do you go for?
There's one position that I did that I really liked. We did this thing called, any, by the way, we're not done talking to you.
All right, man.
We did this thing called the 12 Nights of Kama Sutra.
Sure.
And we did different Kama Sutra poses. And pull up the Kama Sutra poses. I'll show you the one that I did that was fucking insane, that is a treat for me. Now, it's not a fetish because I can have an orgasm without it. Pull up. Okay. Give me. Oh, my God. I want to do. That was the funnest fucking time I've ever had. This is what it is, okay? I don't see it, but this is what it is. Say you're sitting in a chair, right?
Yeah.
And then say, and my side's on the bed like this. I'm sitting on the chair like this, but I'm on the bed like this.
Okay.
So my body's in chair position like this. And then she's in chair position in front of me with her legs over my legs.
Yeah.
Holy shit, it was so much fun. That 12 Nights Kama Sutra we did in December, I may do that again. It was so much fun because Leanne got really into it. Let me explain the story so that for the people that don't know. So I have a group of friends called the Campers, and we do vacations together, and it's like all our kids are the same age. And
is it, wait, was it up there?
No.
It wasn't three?
No, that's no, that's Champagne Room. Is that what that's called? Pretzel dip? Doggy style done there. I might do a new sexual pose tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah. Gee whiz. Magic Mountain. I'm texting this to Leanne. What? Leanne doesn't even know we're having sex tonight. She's like, well, I thought we were going to dinner. So.
Wait. 11.
No, because you're laying on the bed.
Oh.
You're laying on the bed. So,
You're not talking reverse cowgirl, right? I couldn't really picture what you were saying.
Leanne doesn't like that. I have a joke about it in one of my specials. She's like, what am I supposed to look at? Your feet? And I was like, through your eyes. Look at whatever the fuck you want. Look at the wall for all I care.
The good ex?
I don't think. Anyway, so we do the 12 Nights of Christmas where we do 12 parties during in the month of December. 12 times we get together and we party 12 times in the month of December. And then on the first night, everyone was really excited, and I said, we should do the 12 Nights Kama Sutra for the couples. And so we'll pick out a sex position out of the Kama Sutra book.
Yeah.
We'll then text it to everyone, and then we'll all try it, and then we'll text our notes in the morning. And it was fun as fucking shit. And by the way, one couple drugged their kids and did all 12 in the first night because they didn't understand the thing. They give their kids fucking Advil, Tylenol PM or whatever. Did all the moves on the first night. Two of the couples barely did it and wouldn't text, but Leanne and I did it. And it was, and she'd come in and be like, hey, we got a new pose today. And I'd be like, okay. Like, it was the greatest. We had sex 12 times in the month of December.
That's great.
And it was 12 new positions. And you'd start some and be like, this is kind of weird. And it was so much fun. But it was kind of interesting because you get in rote with sex. You get in doing the same shit all the time. Because that's the thing that everyone likes, but it's kind of nice to switch things up.
Sure.
It's kind of nice to switch things up, and I wonder if I should find a fetish. Do you think you'd be happier with a fetish?
Well, maybe no. with a preference. But yeah, he has to be in the tick. Wait, so how do you break it out? Do you, when you're like, you meet someone new, you like her, and it's obvious that you're going back, you know, you're back at your place or whatever.
Hey, can you hold these two peacock feathers?
Do you like soft pitch it? You know what I mean, or how do you get into it usually?
So any girl that I get with is going to be, you know, really sexually charged. Like, we're just going to talk about sex pretty much instantly, and so it just gets into that real quick. It's like somehow we talk about something this is a kink, or like I bet you like to get choked or some shit like that, and then it just goes from there. It just gets fucking wild. And
any girl that I get with is going to be sexually charged.
Yeah, like. Stupidly sexually charged. Yeah, that's the only ones that like. That's the only ones that end up liking me. You know what I mean? Like I don't.
Do you realize? I don't think I've ever had anyone sexually charged.
A girl, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh man, I don't think I could fuck with.
I wonder if that's my energy though. Because I'm not like, I like having sex, but I'm not like overtly sexual. I'm in a weird way. I don't know. I could spend the night talking our first night as opposed to.
Yeah.
Do you like being choked?
Yeah.
Like, that would make me very uncomfortable to talk about what I like sexually with a girl I'm on a date with or when we start meeting.
First date, yeah.
Like, that's the least of my I mean, this looks like Florida State colors.
Yeah, it sure does.
There's two people that paint themselves.
Is that the position you were talking about?
Which one?
The one that you liked to do, the sitting one.
No, it's not up there.
All right.
I don't see it. Although, forward those links to me. I'm going to send them to Leanne and be like, I can't wait to come home tonight. You better not be on your period. The what were we just saying?
I don't know.
You were talking about how you've never been with a girl that's
sexually.
Oh, yeah.
You've never been with a nympho, is what you're saying, basically.
No, I've never been with a nympho. Mm. Can I tell you, I didn't even think that's real.
Yeah, it's real.
Like, there are girls that are, like, I think I've been brainwashed in the category of women's rights. Does that make sense?
I think so.
Like, I think I'm fucked up when it comes to sex. I don't think I had the same. Like, I was always like, almost like traditional values about like respect a woman, respect her, like, but I never respect her in the thing as treating her as an equal of saying things I would say to myself. I would have probably loved it in college if a girl was like, so what do you like sexually? I never said that to anyone.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't want to assume we're having sex.
Right.
I respected the woman too much. That's
what about
what
you started having sex?
I mean, we try stuff and it was fun. You know, when you're college, you try everything. But it was fun, but I was always very cognizant of if the chick was like not, I would never in a million years choke a girl. And never in a million fucking years.
Yeah.
And if a girl said choke me, I would be pushed back. I would be like, no, I won't do that. Because I'm like, you're drunk and you're going to regret it the next morning and you're going to fucking strangle marks.
Plus, there's no way you're not going to be dead soon.
Yeah. By the way, I might take it way too far and just be like, she's like,
like, choke me. You're like, finally.
Yeah, see, all these things you're saying is exactly why you haven't heard it before. Because they're afraid of all of those things.
Wow.
A lot of them want, I promise you.
Okay.
I promise you.
That's an interesting poll to put on Instagram.
Oh, man.
Put it on your mom's house studios, okay?
I think you'll be surprised.
Okay. What, ladies, do you like to be choked during sex? Put it on your mom's house studios.
Yeah, or actually,
I'll put it on mine. I'll put it on mine right now. I'll put it on mine. I'll do a poll. And, okay, you ready?
Sure.
We're doing Two Bears, One Cave right now.
Yeah, how you doing?
And this is the question. Ladies, do you like to be choked during sex?
Are you going to put a poll in there?
Yeah, I'm going to put a poll. And then, let's see, poll.
Ladies. I'll take a guess. I imagine it'll be around 70.
70% say yes?
I think so. Jeez. I would guess.
Yeah, that was never said to me. I definitely never did that. But I do remember this one girl with a lot of problems.
I had a buddy who had, by the way, my buddy had never choked a chick. And when we moved to LA, there was a chick he had sex with, and she was saying she liked to be choked. And he was like, I cannot do that. He was like, it was almost like when I went to college, when I was hitting my sexual, like, stardom, like when the highest sexual, whenever I was going to have it, that was like when all the like no means no campaigns were on campus. And you were like, that was where your grooming was like, oh, no means no, as opposed to.
Do you know? You know Rocco Siffredi?
Yes.
So, you know, he does like super like aggressive sex.
Yeah.
But he like has a way of doing it. Like he actually, he knows what he's doing, right?
Yeah.
So but he's famous in that world, in the adult film world. And he did an interview where he said that he brought in a guy, like a Russian guy, and Rocco's directing it. And in this interview, he says that, he's like, all right, action. The Russian guy just fucking smacks the girl. He's like, God, he's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm doing what you do. He's like, no, that's not how I do it. He's like, B
beating the shit out of the girl. It's like, dude, you have to, like, there's a way about this. Like,
yeah.
You connect with them, and it's, like, slow choking. I've never done it, so I wouldn't even know how to do it. But the guy was like, I watched your movie, so I just thought you just hit him.
I'm not going to say the guy's name, but there's a very famous dude that's in trouble now because he likes to have rough, kinky sex where he spits on chicks and chokes them. And I'm certain, and then all of a sudden their girls are coming out and going, like, I didn't like that. Does that make sense? That's how I was groomed. My age, I'm 49, but that's how I was taught to have sex. In learning, being on campus at Florida State, that was like, no, you don't just do shit because you like it.
Right.
And by the way, also, in my head, I was always like, you don't do any of that shit. Like you,
I didn't know that was even a thing, to be honest with you.
What, choking
someone? Slapping, yeah. Fucking
slapping,
degrading.
Spitting on someone?
I did not know that was a
look
thing.
Look at the picture. Picture for the Dodgers.
Wait, the person you're talking about, is that a famous person?
Yeah.
We can't say who it is?
We can. I just don't want to dump. I don't want an extra dump on him.
Well, can we just cut this?
Dave Portnoy? Oh, yeah. He's in. They did a huge article on him saying that, you know, he's it ultimately just kind of kink shaming him. Fetish shaming him because that's what he likes. There's a lot of people like that. The pitcher for the Dodgers would like, he would be up front with them and go, just so you know, I like it rough. And then the girls would say, yeah. And then all of a sudden, maybe two people's version of rough wasn't the same or whatever.
Right, right.
And then you hear that. So, and like, I swear to God, when I say it, I could count on one hand the times I've smacked someone on the ass, and it's all Leanne. And it's just, and we're married at that time. I would have never smacked a girl on the ass. Not married to her.
You think it hard, you mean?
Like, yeah, like smack her on the ass.
Yeah.
I would never have done that. Never. Just not my thing. And I don't know, man. I wonder if I would have liked that more.
Maybe.
I can't imagine. I have intimacy issues also.
What would happen if all of a sudden tonight you just are having sex and you go, you spit her, you smack her on the face?
Smack. She's like, what the fuck did I do to deserve that? And they go, oh, I'm into it.
You go, I talked to Annie and I'm into it.
I'm into it. Oh, by the way, I'm going to shit on your chest now. By the way, this is what I'm into.
Oh,
that's
shit.
So interesting that what one person's into, someone would be like, I'm definitely not into that.
Oh, my God. But hey, I guess the thing is, here's the thing about my guess on this on rough sex thing. You go, I like it rough. Someone can misunderstand that. Part of probably the thrill of the rough stuff is not like, here are exactly the things that I like and how I want to do it. Do you know what I mean? Like that kind of probably ruins the thrill for somebody that's into that to be like, no, but are you okay with this degree?
I just hit my elbow. So what? But that is interesting.
Because I was never honestly like that at all. So
yeah. So you're saying part of the rough stuff is I like it rough, but then you think the charge for the guy is taking it just one step over the line.
I think the charge for either person that's into that, that's into being rough, is like, all right, let's see what you do. Like let you know, not getting like. Do you give me permission for this and permission for this and permission for the, like, and then now I would like to apply another 3 pounds of pressure.
Yeah.
Like it's probably like,
I bet it is that like
some surprise element to it.
That's really fascinating.
And
bet
some
it is.
Danger, a little bit of danger.
It makes it feel like it's real for them.
Sure.
So like, it's funny because that's really interesting because there is a thing about watching porn when you see when that Rocco's Freddy's and Savannah Sampson thing. There is a moment where you go, I don't think she's acting. You know, you're like, this looks very real.
Did you watch his documentary?
Yeah, I did.
On Netflix?
Yeah.
Man. When he's like, my mom died, and so I went to visit her oldest friend, and then I just stuck my dick in her mouth, and you're like, what? And he's like, and then I cried and I came and then she cried. I'm like, what's happening in this story, dude? You're like, you're talking about the wiring being all fucking crossed in somebody.
Dude, that is a fascinating insight, Tom, that the charge is not, I've always thought the charge is the physicality of it. Like I like to move the charge is the look in the person's eyes.
Yeah, sure.
man. Now I got to try it rough.
You try it tonight?
Yeah, but you got to... I wouldn't even know what to do. Like, hey, type in rough sex.
Type in, type in how to have.
How to have rough sex.
I should make it clear, by the way, just because it's, you know, responsible. It is really all about consent. Not all the, like you're saying, it's not like to the T, like, hey, can I do three more press? Oh, you fuckers. I
and he's backing himself out of this
Jesus
one.
Jesus Christ.
how to explore your desire to have rough sex. Oh, you do you really are in this fucking community. You called vanilla sex vanilla sex.
Yeah.
Wait, let me ask you this. With tickling
user.
Let's say I get like out of the gate, you know, your first time. But like if you're gonna have sex Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Yeah.
Each time has to have it for you?
Yeah, and it's not like, you know, it doesn't have to be like a whole segment of a thing, you know. It's just like it just has to be involved, period. And if you're, you know, in BDSM at all, if you're doing anything like that, I mean, you do all kinds of shit.
Can I tell you, I think I know my fetish that I'd like.
Yeah?
Yeah. It would be free fall orgasms.
Free fall orgasms?
Like, I love the feeling of, like, if any likes being ticklish, I love the feeling of losing my stomach. Like, when you punched it in the car the other day, and you started taking off.
Yeah.
That feeling, I bet Leanne would like free fall orgasms.
I still even know what it is.
It's... Oh my God, this is a great fucking idea. So imagine, but I don't want to be in charge of it. So imagine you would have to be the one to give me the orgasm. So I hope you're into this. So we get in your car today after this.
Okay.
And then you start jerking me off, right?
Okay.
And then right as I'm about to come, you punch it in your fucking car.
Yeah.
And we go fucking 0 to 100. And I'm like, ah! Like that, because that feeling of losing your stomach in a car,
yeah,
or on a fucking roller coaster,
yeah,
or they have that thing where they pull the pin and you drop. Yeah. I would love to have an orgasm as you free fell, like that. I love the feeling of free fall.
Yeah,
so I wonder, see if there's a thing as a free fall orgasm, like lose your stomach, like be scared, maybe
be
like,
scared,
like where someone goes, huh, and you're like, eh, you know,
maybe that rough stuff would do it for you though.
Enjoy women. Who enjoys Scott? What? Accidental orgasm.
Wait, would you like if she was rough with you?
No.
No.
No, I don't. Yeah, I want to be treated like a human.
I don't know.
I can't imagine, like, she talks shit to me and I'm like, hey, please don't.
Yeah.
I provide for our family. Like, treat me with a little respect. So I'd be like, I don't like any degradation thing.
Yeah, you fucking piece of shit. You wouldn't like that.
A little piggy. You're like...
And she writes pig slut on you in like, fucking lipstick on your chest.
Do you realize how quickly and easily she could degrade me if we were having sex? She's like, look at these fat fucking tits. And I'm like, she's like, you don't even have underarm pits. You have just big fat folds, double chin, piece of shit, losing your hair. Just fucking look at you. You got splotches on your face. Your fucking ankles are swollen. Your watch looks too tight on you. Your wedding ring is all wrapped up on you. Just ripping me apart. I'm like, hey, are you trying to make me come or cry?
And then you both.
I bet coming and crying feels good. I bet
it feels good. Yeah.
Did Annie just say yup?
Yep. Sure does, man.
Annie, you are a fucking savage.
Yeah, I'm pretty fucking weird, man.
God damn it.
You gotta try that tonight.
Ooh, let's see what the poll is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Now, usually these polls...
Take a minute, right?
No.
Oh.
You put it on Twitter?
58% of women like being choked during sex.
Yeah. So far.
Freaks are still asleep. Something's going. Something's wrong.
Yeah, you're right. Well, you're right.
Freaks are fucking right now.
Yeah, you're right. Right now, this is just house moms taking kids to school right now going, yeah, I like being choked. Oh, what's that, honey? Yeah, yeah, TikTok. I'm on TikTok. That's fucking crazy. 58% is way higher than
I
thought.
Have you ever pitched it to Leanne?
No.
And would you try it?
I mean, I offered to tie her up one time, and she's like, no.
Will you offer to choke her tonight?
I already know she would be like, no.
Well, will you do it just to report back to us?
But what if I found out she has been rinned rough sex her whole time and I've never been doing it rough? Ugh. What, like, that would bum me out because I'd be like, so then what was the other sex? Like, what if we had rough sex and I was just like, And then she would have tried it. She would have told me when we first started dating, right? Like, that's when someone who's into it is into it.
Don't know.
It's such an interesting thing because it all ties back into what we were talking about fetish shaming.
Yeah.
Because if you are in, then all of a sudden we need to make a law, no rough sex for anyone. Because if you're going to fetish shame people, yeah, that's going to be a thing that happens. Then you have to say no one's allowed to have rough sex. And you're like, well, that's not, like, because you could use that against anyone, you know? But that's the whole point is, like, any of the stuff I've done with chicks other than coming really fast, and I've had people not like that and be very vocal of it.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah.
You want to know what's funny? That's a kink. Some girls are into that. And it's pretty obvious why.
Some girls are into guys who come fast?
Yeah, that's a real kink.
Google that. Let me know that community.
That's a real
kink. Because I can do that easy.
How fast?
Oh, with a stranger? I could do it. I've done it without even penetrating them. Yeah. Well, the first time I lost my virginity, I put the condom on and got on top. 1, 2, over. I looked down. My dick's between her butt cheek and the bed. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I didn't even have sex with a person. I had sex with a mattress. I didn't even need her here.
It's a little hard to find on Google.
Is it?
I literally just, I can promise you, I just got a DM from a girl yesterday that said she was into that. Not playing. I'll show you after the show.
Wait, show us now.
Fast orgasm fetish.
I can't.
Fast orgasm fetish? How to ejaculate faster? Who the fuck's Googling that? Wait, I thought everyone...
Josh Potter.
So, Annie, when you have sex, how long do you last for sex?
It depends, but, like, the thing about BDSM is there's tons of foreplay, you know what I mean? So it's like, there's not as much penetration, I guess. It's not as focused, so you don't have to, like, hold it, like, you know, if you're just doing vanilla. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How long do you last during sex?
I guess it depends. I mean...
Like, 5 minutes is like a solid session for me. I can't imagine I last longer than 5 minutes.
I think that's 5 to 10. Yeah.
If it goes past 5, then it's not happening for me.
And I'm, really?
Yeah. And it's not going to happen. Or I got to focus. And even if it happens, it won't be great.
Sometimes I just go right away. I go, this one's for me. And I'll just get in there.
Most of the times it's like they're all for me. Like, it's just like, let's get this out of the way and let's go to fucking Target. And I was like, okay. She's like, I don't want to walk around with a fucking baby at Target going, hook him and get laid. Hook him and get laid, you get off the plane. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm glad we see her the same way.
And then you just get in there. But that's not, 5 minutes is not too, is that what you're talking about when it's super fast?
No.
Sometimes no,
I can. Sometimes I can go like, I mean, I think there's been times where it's like, under a minute. I've definitely finished in under a minute. Easily.
Yeah. Everyone's had those.
But yeah, I don't understand people who have sex for a long period of time.
Yeah, well, I'm that's not desirable for me either.
Remember when you were a kid, you thought that was the end game.
I know.
Is to be able to last
but
all night.
But it's that you want the playing, like the other sexual stuff to go. You know what I mean? So like there's oral and then there's foreplay. That stuff can last long, but you don't want the actual interaction. What?
I just realized I have sex the same way I eat.
Oh yeah.
I can't. And as you said that, I was like, foreplay, wrap it up. Let's just get the fucking meal. And then as I heard that, I went, oh yeah.
That's how you have sex.
It's all of a sudden. It's like, I just want to go. Like I don't. God damn it. Yeah, I don't think I do foreplay at all. I mean, not at all. But like, I'm not like a. Like, make a meal out of it, guy.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, let's get this protein in us. I might have a beer for the next episode.
Okay.
I might have a couple beers.
Yeah?
Yeah, because if I can get a buzz right now, pass out on the plane, then I'll be good for work later.
It's a good plan.
Yeah. Do you want a beer?
No.
Why not? It's 9 in the morning.
I just honestly feel like that any time that I drink in the daytime, I just immediately want to sleep.
Yeah, so, that's the whole point.
Yeah, but I don't want to go to sleep.
What do you have to do today?
Go to sleep.
Tommy. You're so responsible.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happened. Like, I would like to one, when you go off the rails, right?
Yeah.
Call me then and I'll move to Austin. Because like you were off the rails when we first started hanging out. That was when you started gaining your weight.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Tommy off the rails, where you were practicing making pecan pies every day.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that, Tom, is last night you were like, we opened a second bottle of wine and they go around and they go to Tom. I'm telling you guys, they go to Tom and you went, no, thank you. And I went, oh. I was like, well, whatever you're going to pour in that glass, pour mine.
Yeah.
And then you were like, I'm good. I don't understand that feeling with drinking. Like, I don't understand the like, so did you get any buzz from the wine?
I got a little bit of a buzz because I was so hungry when we sat down.
How long did those drinks take to come? Oh. I drank that martini, whatever it was. I drank that thing so fucking fast.
I know.
That I felt sick.
You did?
Yeah, I was like, it was like way too much of not good stuff into my body way too fast. And I started getting like, I started having like almost like a panic attack.
Yeah.
And then I was like, something's going on. You and Kayla were talking about something. And then I started drinking wine and I was like, I haven't eaten all day and I'm just murdering booze.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm feel upside down right now. And then and it was when the queso was there and I was eating queso going like, okay, something has to change here. And then the steaks came and I was like, okay, we're good.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking...
You ate that steak so fast.
Yeah. And it's just like...
How you come?
Yeah. Okay. How do I learn that? How do I learn to slow it down?
You got to learn to enjoy... Like, you can't think of just coming as the goal and like the only fun part. It's... everything else. Make the other things enjoyable. The foreplay, the oral, the whatever else you're into, the kink stuff, like enjoy that stuff. So you're not just like, no, it's just about coming. Like you can enjoy the other stuff. And then that's just the icing on the cake at the end. Right? Because you could enjoy the other stuff instead of being like, why stop? Let's get past this stuff and just come.
So, well, okay, that's interesting. So I need to look at sex as like going out to eat.
Yeah.
As opposed to just going to Burger King. Like, because I treat everything like just going to Burger King. Or going to Hooters. I treat everything like Hooters. Where when they put it on the table, I'm like, I want to make sure I get as many shrimp as I can before other people start touching them. Like, this is me when the buffalo shrimp come out from Hooters.
Yeah.
And someone will go, oh, can we get blue cheese with that? And then I go, cool, I got to jump on them. I don't need the blue cheese. But I want the blue cheese, but I'll just eat it without the blue cheese so that I'm ahead of the game.
How many come out in an order?
My mouth's watering.
How many come out in an order?
25, I think. 20.
How many will you take down?
I will eat all 20. If the buffalo isn't out there, I will just go. In my head, I'll go, bird, eat these. And then when she comes back, we need another order. They're so good, dude. They're so good. They're like the best thing Hooters has.
With somebody who's just waiting on blue cheese, and they're like, wait a minute. All the shrimp are gone?
And I go, I think they shortchanged us. We'll get them more. I love those fucking shrimps.
Yeah.
I can tell you where I was the first time I had them.
Where?
I was in Tampa, just out by USF, over by the hospital. There's a Hooters there.
Yeah.
And I went with my dad, and my dad was like, have you had their buffalo shrimp? And I was like, no. And he goes, buddy, they're fucking awesome. And we had a pitcher full of beer sitting at a high top. The restaurant is, I forget the road that's right there because I haven't been in Florida in a while. But we were sitting on the far left side of the restaurant at a high top, and they put them down. I ate 4 plates of them.
Really?
I didn't get wings. I just went, give me another one. And then they came in, and I ate them so thick. I go, give me another one. And the lady's like, you're going to have 4 plates of these? She's like, that's like 100 shrimp. I didn't even eat the wings. And by the way, I got to be honest with you, I really haven't even fucked with the Hooters wings since. I'll get the wings because I'm at Hooters, but I won't even fuck. I can't believe I'm talking about Hooters this much. They haven't even given me a fucking plane, and I'm talking about Hooters nonstop. Do you know what they said? They hit me up, and they're like, hey, we want to send you some merch. They're trying to still work out the plane. We want to send you some merch. I'll read my reply to Hooters because it was.
Oh my god!
Is it bad that and he's got girls sliding in his DMs going, I like guys who come fast, and I got Hooters in my DMs going like, hey, man, I appreciate you liking us, but this is a little aggressive. Like, we don't even like our company that much. God damn it, where's Hooters? Hooters was like, hey, we'll send you guys some merch. What sizes are you? I was like, Tom's a double XL. I'm an XL.
Uh-huh. What size shirt do you wear?
Right now, I'm just rocking double XLs so they're not tight. I'm right on the cusp, though. He goes, hey, man, we're working on the plane situation, but in the meantime, there's an address. Is there an address where we can send some goodies? What size shirts work for you, Tom, and the lovely Leanne? And I went, of course. If you can get it to Austin by next Monday, I'll wear it on the podcast. XL for me, double XL for Tom. And if you can send Leanne a full server's outfit in a medium, that would be great.
That's great.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
But can I tell you?
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be able to have sex with her. I'd just be going, if she came in that outfit, I'd go, let's go get wings. Let's go get the buffalo shrimp.
Let's go get buffalo shrimp.
Let's go get buffalo shrimp. I really honestly, if she came in that outfit, I'd be like, I'm just hungry now.
Yeah. Okay. We should wrap this up.
Did we get burritos? Did he say yep?
He said yep.
And I'm going to have a burrito and a beer.
Okay.
I'm going to have a burrito and a beer, and I'm going to, I'm so excited right now. Okay. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Hey, guys, tune in next week to see me enjoy a beer and enjoy a breakfast burrito. I'm going to take my time with it. I'm gonna eat it over 1 hour.
Okay, I'm not.
Okay, that was crazy then, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I was like, oh, fucking, it's going to be cold as fuck.
Yeah.
Eat it while it's hot. Burn your mouth. Fucking respect the chef.
Okay, we got to go.
All right,
love you.
Love you.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.